Officer of the Central Intelligence Agency for Near East Affairs, Paul Pilar, spoke at Johns Hopkins University 3 weeks ago. This is a man who has access to all of the intelligence out there about Iraq. And he said, we have no evidence that Iraq has reconstituted its weapons of mass destruction programs. We have no evidence that Iraq has retained. In fact, if you examine the facts available, Iraq has probably been disarmed by the weapons inspectors. Iraq doesn't pose this grave and imminent risk to our national security. So why are we going to war? We're going to war because of politics, domestic politics. We've demonized Saddam Hussein to the point that we are incapable of, as a nation, reflecting on the reality of Iraq. When we say Iraq, we say Saddam Hussein. When we say to Saddam Hussein, we say the most evil man on the face of the earth. Therefore, it makes it impossible to talk about diplomatic engagement or peaceful resolution. We've defined him as evil. Evil must be eliminated. Nobody in the world agrees with this policy. Nobody in the world agrees with this policy, and yet we're pursuing it. And you ask yourself, why do they hate us? Because we don't care about the rest of the world. We care about the rest of the world insofar as it serves the purposes of the United States of America. We are governed today by an administration, and I have to tell you, I'm a card-carrying Republican who voted for this man. We are governed by an administration that has a unilateralist philosophy that believes that we are solely empowered by the grace of God to move forward and lead the world. And when we make a decision and a commitment to lead, the world will follow, regardless of what they say right now. And this translates into their approach to the American public. We will not have a debate. We will not have dialogue, because to do so will only strengthen the enemy. Trust us as we move forward in our policies, and once you see that we are committed, the American public will rally behind. But I don't believe this to be the case. I believe we are a good, moral, and just people. I believe we do realize that we live in a democracy. And I am certainly hopeful that at some point we will have the kind of meaningful debate and dialogue required to empower the people to hold their elected representatives accountable, so we might avoid not only a nightmare war with Iraq, but also get out of this quagmire of the war on terror, find a way to get away from trying to blow up the world and perhaps understand the world. And in so understanding the world, maybe we can humanize these people so that they no longer live in abject poverty, so that they are no longer seen as only the suppliers of what we need to consume, that we can deal with this anti-American sentiment, get them to love, respect, and cherish this country as I love, respect, and cherish it, so that they no longer feel compelled to commit horrific terrorist acts such as the one that took place on September 11th.